Hey guys, welcome back to R&R with Reagan and Rach. I'm Reagan.
And I'm Rach. And welcome back, guys.
Happy Wednesday. Hope you're having a good Wednesday whenever you're listening to this.
And I have a good update.
Yay.
So if you listened to Reagan berating me, not actually, being my life coach, as she should be, she was telling me how I need to start waking up earlier. And I've known this, but coming on the podcast every week, I just know that she's going to be like, so, are you waking up earlier? She's just been basically holding me accountable.
Yes.
So I've been doing it. I've been going to bed at 9:30. I take a melatonin strip. I actually take the Life Seasons one. If you guys have a hard time falling asleep, that one's amazing. But I've been taking it at 9:30 because 30 minutes later when the melatonin kicks in, I'm out. I'm literally so tired.
That's so good.
So I take my Sleep Now strip and then I get ready for bed and I'm asleep by 10 o'clock and I wake up at 7:15. And I've been doing that.
Isn't it amazing?
For 2 weeks. And it's life-changing. And I literally go to the gym and I walk 3 miles.
In the morning?
Yeah. It takes me an hour. Takes me an hour to walk 3 miles.
Yay.
Which, if you follow me on TikTok, you know that there is this lady who has a competition with me, but she doesn't know we're in a competition.
She laps me. Is she speed walking? Is she like a... speed walker?
I don't know, because I am quite literally walking as fast as I can. I'm like, my legs are actually the length of your body, your entire body. How are you this fast? But she laps me. But anyways, I've been doing it, and I feel so good. And because good. I walk 3 miles in the morning, at the end of the day, I walk anywhere from like 12 to 15,000 steps.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
And I feel so good. And I can't remember who said this, but this guy was like, if you are trying to lose like body fat, you need to do the 30-30-30 thing,
yeah.
Which is like within 30 minutes of waking up, you need to have 30 grams of protein and do 30 minutes of, I can't remember what it's called, but basically exercise, not like high intensity. It's just like getting your heart rate anywhere like up to 120 beats per minute. So I've been doing that.
What's the last thing?
No, it's 30 minutes of protein within 30 minutes of waking up and then doing 30 minutes of like
cardio. Oh, got it. Sorry.
So, anyways, I've been doing that, and it's been life-changing. I feel so good, and I started doing that when I was in my period, which was a really hard time to start it.
Yeah.
But now that I'm about to start ovulating, I'm, like, pumped up.
Yeah, that's so
And I feel
awesome.
So good, and at first, Tyler was like, oh my gosh, this is so annoying, like, we have to go to bed so early, because Ty and I did, we would stay up until 1 every night.
Yeah.
And it would bite us in the butt. And now, Ty's like, so can we go to bed early every night? So it's amazing. And it's so fun because Wes doesn't really wake up until like 9:30. So I'll get back and Ty and I will have like an hour to ourselves.
Oh, that's
to like hang out.
Yeah.
So like we get to hang out in the morning before he goes to work and at night.
Yeah.
So it's been life changing. Reagan ate with that.
I try it yourself. You all need to wake up early.
I know. And I made this TikTok video about treating being a mom like it's my job and waking up and getting ready before work starts, which work is West in this instance. And a bunch of my mom friends were like, so I need to try that.
Yeah, that's such a good
Which
advice.
I will say, I am blessed that West wakes up at like 9:30. Most kids wake up at 7.
Yeah, that's
so, like,
so amazing.
You would have
dude.
To wake up at like 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
But it is amazing. And I feel so good and just like motivated. And it's oddly enough, it like makes the day fly by.
Yeah, that's why I love working out in the morning. It just honestly.
And it's
it
done.
It puts you in a good mood.
Yes.
Like you're happy the rest of
yes.
the day. It's done. You don't have to think about it. And I really think if I go and I work out the first thing, I'm like, okay, I have to eat healthy the rest of the day because I just worked out.
I feel motivated, yeah.
And I feel like I don't want to just, like, have that whole workout go to waste because I put bad things in my body.
I know.
After
if
it.
I roll out of bed, I'm like, oh, I'll have a bowl of cereal.
Yeah.
Which, another thing is I'm like, I am starving when I wake up because I get the munchies around, like, 11:30 p.m., and so I'm not eating before bed. So I wake up and I'm starving, which is how it should be.
Yeah.
And so I meal prepped egg bites. And like the protein's great. And so that's how I get my 30 grams of protein in is I eat 2 egg bites before I go.
Yep.
And normally I used to be like, I can't eat before I work out. But since it's just a walk, I feel fine.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't hurt my stomach or anything.
That's good.
So I've been doing like meal prepping those egg bites in the morning. And then like the Built Puff bars I've been eating. Those have like 17 grams of protein in it. But it's been life-changing.
That's so awesome.
I know.
And soon you're joining me at Hot Pilates.
Yes, I will be joining in March once I can walk outside by myself and not have to have a gym membership to walk outside. But this week we're doing our R&R segment, which if you're new here, We're doing reading and reality TV. I'm the reading segment. She's reality TV queen over here. Which, really quick, I've been watching Love Island, the old episodes. And Ty and I are addicted.
Isn't it so good?
We're addicted. Literally, and this is old news to everybody, but we're at the part on Love Island USA where they're voting off Victor or Carmen. We don't know yet. And Ty and I are like, so that's all we did on Valentine's Day. We watched Love Island.
Yeah, you until need one to in the watch morning. The UK season 5. That's okay, the best Love Island season there ever was.
Yeah, I need to watch it. I will stand on that. I will say I've been influenced. Ty and I are addicted. He is sad. Yeah. I am sad. It's like, I can't even fathom being on that show.
No, me either.
I think it would be my worst fear ever is to be on that show.
Yeah, me too.
But for the reading segment, I've been reading Onyx Storm. I'm almost done with it. I didn't like it in the beginning, but I forget all of Rebecca Yarros' books take
a minute.
Take a minute because there's so much information in order for the ending to be as good as it is. Yeah. So it takes like half the book because there's just so much input. But I'm loving it, actually, good. Now, which I wasn't before.
Yeah.
And then I'm also reading, I think it's called, like, Love Checked or something like that.
Okay, or, cute.
Is it Body Checked? It's like a hockey romance. It's really cheesy.
Wait, by who?
I can't remember.
Kennedy?
Maybe. Ellie? Maybe.
Okay, I was just about to read that one, so is it good?
The cover, like, she's on the goalie net and, like, yeah. Okay. I'm reading that, too.
I think. I don't know.
Hold on. Let me go get my phone because I did leave it across the room. Let's see.
Read Ellie Kennedy, the study abroad book.
Oh, I forget. They're like the same. Okay.
I think it's the same author. If I'm thinking of the right book, it's the same author, but I don't know if this is the right one.
Let's see.
Because she has a...
Yeah, Body Check by Elle Kennedy.
Yes, Elle Kennedy.
Yeah. Okay. I'm 29% done with that one.
Is it good? Is it just
It's just
cheesy?
So smutty.
Oh, it is?
I'm like, whoa.
Oh, really? Because the other one wasn't. Her, like, study abroad one.
She wrote, like, an author's note in the beginning, and she was like, I wrote this book when I was 21. Somebody wanted to publish it. Like, it was never published. I don't know. I'd have to go read it. But she's like, this is the first book I ever wrote. So she's like, please, like, give me grace or something like that.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I'm like, I can't imagine writing a book. That's crazy.
Can you even?
No. No. What would
Being
I write
an
about?
Author
Nothing.
Is crazy. Bless you. Bless you.
Okay.
Yeah, being an author is crazy. To be that talented to, like, put this story into words like that,
no.
Crazy to me. I'm like, good for them.
I'm like, I don't think I would forget details.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many details that go into it so that you can envision it in your brain and it makes sense. And I'm just like, I don't know. It's a dude. He's hot. That's all you get.
Literally.
Whatever your type is, think of that.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's all I'm reading right now. And normally I would have finished Onyx Storm so much faster, but life's just been kind of busy and crazy. Yeah. So,
do you listen when you walk or do you listen to podcasts?
I listen to podcasts when I walk. I listen to my book when I'm doing chores.
Okay.
Gotcha. Because it, like, motivates me to do my chores.
Yeah.
So.
That's awesome. And in the car, do you listen to books?
No, because they're smutty and I don't want Wes listening to that.
Yeah, true.
I'm like, oh, we don't. No.
So true. Because he's, like, learning how to talk.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, and, like, even Onyx Storm isn't that smutty, but, like, they say curse words, and I'm just like,
You don't need him hearing that.
Yeah, and also West wouldn't let me. He would say, hot dog? Can we listen to Hot Dog? Mickey Mouse? Can we listen to Bluey?
Yeah.
Or he's like, can we listen to Death by Playboi Carti? And I'm like,
yeah. And that's from your dad.
And I fear, he wants
that's so funny.
Or Back It Up and Dump It. I'm like,
oh my gosh,
my trap son at this point.
Oh
so anyways, that's my update for the R&R segment.
Okay, reality TV. So there was just a new season of Love is Blind dropped on Netflix. So I started that. I'm still at the part where they're in the pods. I think episode two or three is where I'm at right now. And honestly, to me, Love is Blind is very slow in the beginning when they're in the pods.
Yes.
I low-key, like, skip through those episodes because if there's something important that they say in the pods, they'll replay it for me.
Oh, for sure.
I just want to see them meet. Like, I want to get to the good stuff and see them meet. So,
and the weddings.
Yeah, literally. So after I finish recording this podcast, I will be turning that back on.
Yep.
And I will be sat. I'm also watching Love Island All-Stars is happening right now, UK. And I love All-Stars because you get to see some of your favorite Islanders come back.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm so happy they're on my TV again. It's just, like, so fun. So this season, there was a few things that were, like, oh, that's crazy. But there hasn't been, like, anything very shocking. And it's coming towards the end of the season. So the drama kind of dies down towards the end of the season because there's no more bombshells coming in. It's like these couples and they're happy, and which I'm really happy about. But I'm happy with the couples. But, yeah, that's just what I've been watching. I love it. Other reality TV. Oh, I finished Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
So and good.
Every time I watch a season of that, I'm like, I need another one right now. Like, I cannot wait till next winter.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I need another one right now.
I feel like winter is for reality TV.
Yes.
Like, it's what gets me through.
Oh my gosh. Bachelor started.
Oh, as yeah. Well. Are you watching?
I'm watching because I have a really cute friend, Taylor. She's probably listening. She's always like, we film together for work. So she's always like, have you watched The Bachelor? And I'm like, no, I haven't. I need to catch up. And she's like, you need to. So I sat down and I was like, I'm watching this for Taylor. Yeah. And it's Taylor, actually a good season. And there's a cute girl from Utah.
Okay.
You should watch.
Our local girl. I know. Once I'm finished with this, I'll watch. Or once I'm finished with Love Island, I'll watch.
Yeah,
it.
You should watch on Hulu. It's on Hulu. Do you have Hulu?
Yeah, I have Hulu.
Okay, yeah. And he seems like a good guy. Like, he seems like this season could be good.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's I'm good. Liking it so far. There's only 3 episodes, I guess. Another episode. Well, when you watch this, there will be 4 episodes out. Anyway, I need to catch up, but I'm liking it. So I am probably going to watch that as well. I'll finish that. So, yeah, if you guys are watching anything, let me know and let me know your thoughts.
Have you seen Vanderpump Rules?
Yes.
You watched that show?
Yep.
Is it good?
It's good.
Because on the Love Island season, the Vanderpump girl comes on.
She comes in, yeah.
Yeah, and Tyner, like, what's that?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's one of the girls from Real Housewives of Salt Lake, right? Isn't she on the show?
No. So there's like this whole drama on Vanderpump about a guy. His name is Sandoval. That's his last name. His name's Tom. But he cheats on his girlfriend of, I don't know how long they were together. So sorry, my Vanderpump Rule fans. I don't know. They were together for a long time. And he cheats on her with her best friend. Yeah. And so that season was crazy when she found that out, and they go to like the like after show where they all come together and like sit down. Crazy television. You should just go back and just watch that season because it's actually crazy.
Okay.
Like, when that happened, it was so shocking.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
but that's what I'm watching. So if you guys are watching any of those, let me know.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, this episode is about clean girl versus messy girl.
Yes.
And
we thought of this concept because we were chatting about it the other day. Right?
Yeah. I was like, am I a clean girl?
Literally.
Am I a messy girl? Also, I heard clean girl is out.
Yeah. Is it not a thing anymore?
I don't know. We put it on our stories and
read what your definition was first.
Okay, yeah.
Because Rachel got a good definition and I feel like we need to touch on that.
Okay. Here is how chat describes a clean girl. Minimal makeup, fluffy brows, skin tint, glossy lips, slick back buns, middle parts, claw clips, monochrome outfits, like monochromatic outfits, blazers, well-fitted outfits, Pilates, hot girl walks, green juices, aesthetic morning routines. Which, okay. I'm like...
Which, all of those things are in.
I'm just like, did that just describe you?
Me?
Yeah. I'm like, okay, the Pilates, hot girl walks.
Oh, gosh.
Claw clips, middle parts, slick back buns.
I'm like, okay, so clearly.
Glossy lips. Look at these. Summer Friday, sponsor us. I'm like, okay. Messy girl is smudged eyeliner. It's like you fell asleep in your makeup and then you woke up and then wore it out the next day.
Okay.
That's kind of like the vibe. Chipped nail polish, messy buns, oversized sweaters and baggy jeans, chunky rings, like chunky jewelry, tote bags filled with books and snacks. Grunge indie artsy aesthetics. Kind of like the art girl.
Yeah.
You know? And I do see a lot of that in Utah.
Yeah.
I see a lot of girls. Like, messy girl aesthetic, I feel like, is very much so Utah. It's
I also see a lot of clean girls.
So it's like, you're either a clean girl or a messy girl. And that's why we wanted to talk about this. Because I'm like, I feel like I kind of have similar attributes. But I do feel like I lean more clean girl just because... I don't know. That's kind of like my vibe.
I know, it's hard. It's like, I do feel like I wear oversized sweatshirts and baggy jeans. And But I do, like the outfits, I feel like I'm more messy. Yeah. I don't know. But, like, everything else, like, that you described, I feel, like, makeup-wise, I feel like I'm clean.
I can't go to sleep in makeup.
Oh, no, no, no.
But I do do messy girl things. So.
Okay, like what? Tell us your messy girl things.
My messy girl thing is my battle with self-tanner. I feel like it's messy girl to not scrub off your self-tanner perfectly.
Okay.
Or, like, I feel like it's clean girl would be, like, waiting till your self-tanner is completely faded and, like, gone to do another one, or getting, like, a self-tanner eraser. Yeah. I don't have that. I feel like it's a very messy girl of me to apply a self-tanner when I already have one on.
Okay, yeah.
And I do be doing that because I'm just lazy. So that's okay. One. And then another one is wearing my outside clothes on my bed. Nelly would have an aneurysm. Nelly, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think she would anymore, but she used to.
Oh, okay.
Like, actually, would she? I don't know. Nelly, let us know. Would you
let us know. One? But I know people on TikTok are very opinionated about yes. That.
People are like, no outside clothes on the bed.
Yeah, like, they're like, that's gross.
Like, I feel like I can get in moods where that's gross.
No, for sure. Like, if I've been thrifting that day and my clothes have been up against, I don't know. Like, it depends where I've been. But I'm like, if I just went to Target or whatever, I'm like, whatever. Yeah, I'm like, whatever. I left for the day to go pick something up in my car. It's fine. But if I'm, like, out at a fair, I'm like, yeah, that's grossing me out. I don't know. That's definitely
grossing me out, yeah.
Or, like, when I'm traveling, mm-hmm. I will come home and unpack my suitcase immediately. And, like, that's a clean girl thing of me, is unpacking my suitcase immediately.
That could not be me. I'm, like, taking a shower and then going to bed.
No, I literally unpack immediately and throw. Wow. But also, my laundry room is in my bedroom.
So is mine.
Oh, that is true. But, like, I'm literally just like, nope, we're starting a load right now.
That's so...
Like, that's... Yeah, that's I just am like, I need all of this stuff to be cleaned. It feels gross. So, I'm trying to think of other messy girl things I do. I eat cereal in bed, and I leave my cereal bowl on my nightstand. Ty, if you're watching, I know he hates this. I leave my cereal bowl on my nightstand after... I'll drink the milk and everything, but I just leave it on there. And I'm like, I know that's gross, okay?
No, see, I be snacking in my bed.
I know, that's awful. I know.
And that's a messy girl thing, and I know, but... If me and Lawrence are watching a show in our bed, I'm gonna eat a snack.
Yeah,
I know. And I don't feel bad about it. I think that probably is a messy girl thing, but I do that.
I know.
I'd be snacking in my bed. What else?
Oh, when I get ready for the day, it looks like a war scene. My makeup's everywhere. My hair tools are everywhere, and. That is very messy of me. It's not like when chat said aesthetic morning routine, that's not me. And it's because I'm fighting a 18-month-old trying to get ready. I'm letting him hold my mascara. So and it's just like, I think maybe earlier it used to be cleaner, but like I don't wear that much makeup. So it's like, it's gotten less bad. I used to wear a lot of makeup. So I'm just like, that looks like a freaking war scene. But I don't know. What else do you got?
Some clean girl things I do is like chat says prioritizing 8 hours of sleep and my skincare. Yeah. That's me.
I'm trying to be that girl. Messy girl for me is staying up till 1 a.m.
Yeah, like this one says.
And rolling out of bed every morning.
I'll fix my sleep schedule next week.
Oh.
And well, that's you.
And chat called me out.
Literally.
So.
I know. I take my sleep seriously. Hey guys, sorry for the brief intermission, but today's episode is sponsored by Life Seasons.
Guys, it's winter time. The sun isn't producing as much vitamin D, and if you're living in Utah, it doesn't produce any until February. So we're just going to be sad and upset. But Life Seasons has a hack for you.
Yes, we're so excited. The vitamin D supplement at Life Seasons is a melt. It's lemon flavored. You can take it every morning to make sure you're feeling your best.
I got my blood work done, and even in the summertime, I'm vitamin D deficient, so I take 5,000 IU. A day, which is just 5 melts. It's perfect. I just pop them in and go on with my day, and I'm feeling so good. And if you want 15% off, you can use the code RNR15. We'll link it in the show notes, and we'll make sure to put it on our Shop My.
We love Life Seasons, and we know you will too. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm very on time too, and I feel like
that's a huge pet peeve of mine is like if we say we're going to be somewhere and you're not there, I'm like...
Yeah, I'm very on time. I get anxious if I'm not on time.
Yeah.
So
I have to be early, actually.
Yeah.
Me showing up at the Prochet event 30 minutes early.
Yeah, that was lit.
Like, girl, the doors weren't even open. I'm standing outside. I'm like, well, okay.
That is so funny.
Other clean girl things we do. This is a new thing I've tried to do into my house is no shoes inside. Our patio is pretty big, and we leave shoes outside. So when people come over, it's kind of like, oh, leave your shoes outside. Mm-hmm. I just have a toddler rolling around on the floor. It kind of grosses me out. So I feel like that's a very clean girl thing. I always shower before bed. I may sit in my bed with my outside clothes on, but I shower before bed.
Before bed, okay.
I try to do that, and I'll give myself a blowout before I go to bed because I can't sleep with wet hair. Mm. I used to be a wet hair sleeper, and I'm like, I can't
sleep with wet
hair. I can't.
Is that messy?
I think it's a messy girl thing because people were telling me that your pillows can grow mold with your wet hair.
And suddenly I will blow dry my hair every night.
No, I literally was like, what? What do you mean?
What?
No.
No way.
Yeah.
I wash my sheets once a week. That's a clean girl thing.
Do you wash your pillow, though? Your literal pillow?
Oh, no. I wash the pillowcase.
No, you should be washing your actual pillow.
Put it in the washing machine?
Yeah. It has instructions on it. You know that long, the tag that's this long?
Guys! What? You put your pillows in there?
Not every week. I think I wash it every other month.
Okay, somebody...
They get gross.
Somebody else tell me that you haven't been doing this because I didn't know that was a thing.
I literally, yes.
Guys, I didn't know that was a thing.
You should go wash them.
So everybody tell me that.
No, and that's why people were like, if you go to sleep with wet hair, you need to be washing your actual pillow because it could be growing
mold. I mean, I don't do it every single time. Like, granted, I go to Hot Pilates at 8 a.m. every single day, so I come home and shower.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like I don't shower every single night before bed because I shower in the morning. But... That's scary.
Yeah.
That's a very scary thought.
So, that's something else.
Matching workout sets. That's me.
Yes.
That's clean girl.
She's the queen of the matching
workout
sets.
Slicked back bun. That's me.
Queen of it. And the middle part is the whole.
And the middle part.
Yeah. The fluffy brows. I do feel like
You're good at that.
I love fluffy brow and minimal makeup. Which, here's my thing. I used to wear a lot of makeup because I had very, very, very bad acne. I had very cystic acne. Then I went on Accutane. And I feel like that was the start of my clean girl journey.
Yeah.
I felt like I couldn't be a clean girl with acne. And that was like, that was just me being very, very insecure. You can be whatever you want to be with acne. But I just was like, acne made me feel like I was dirty.
Mm.
And I know not everybody feels that way. But I just was like, I feel gross.
Yeah.
I don't feel clean, so to say. So when I got on Accutane and my skin was clear, it was literally like glass. Like, it was so clear. Lit. And I just was like, okay, I'm on my clean girl thing. Yeah. So, like, wearing... Because then I was wearing, like, no makeup. Like, I was just wearing, like, mascara and I'd get my eyebrows laminated.
Yeah.
And The newest thing I've added to my routine is a lip stain.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's changed my life. So...
I need to get on that. Everybody's be doing those lip stains. I see them, but I don't...
My lips are the color of my skin. Like, literally, they are not naturally deep red. So I have to wear a lip stain. Otherwise, you can't see them.
I have a good friend that is so good at, like, remembering to line her lips and put lips on, like, every hour. Like, she's, like, fixing it up.
I need chapstick right now.
And I'm like, how are you so good? Like, I will put my lip liner on and my lip color and I'll leave, but I don't ever remember to bring it and I never touch it up. So then I'm like, no wonder you look fly all the time because
that's why I love a lip stain.
So that's why I feel like I need to get on the lip stain.
Yeah, the lip stain. I use the Wonder Skin one. I can't remember the color, but I love the Wonder Skin lip stain. It's so awesome.
This one, something else they said is like your purse is full of receipts, lip balms, and random things. I feel like that's how my purse is. My purse is not very organized. I just chuck them in, and my friends are always like. Because every time every time I get ready to leave somewhere, like the function or we just hung out, I'm like, oh, shoot, where are my keys? Every single time I'm like, where are my keys? And my friends are like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that's why I feel like a messy girl. Bags, because that was like one of the things, is it said tote bags full of things and snacks and like books and stuff.
Yeah, that's how I am.
No.
I don't know. I just be chucking it in there.
No, me and my friend, we have like the same Bagu bag and she was showing me. She has so much stuff in there. Mine have my keys, my film camera, and a lipstick. That's it.
Oh, geez. That's nice.
That's all I have in there.
I'm like, what if you start your period?
Oh, I have a tampon in there.
Okay.
I have one single tampon.
You need more.
Yeah, I do. Truly. But, no, my bag does not have
anything in it. I have, like, a hair tie, a claw clip, a travel size brush. Like, I just, like, chuck stuff in there.
Maybe because, like, I don't really leave my house. Like, oh, ibuprofen, you know what? No, actually, I just added that this year. Is I have a tiny little pill container. I have ibuprofen.
Oh, mine's in Midol. A Ziploc bag.
Okay, messy girl. Pills. Messy girl. Mine's in a little organized thing. Literally, okay, ibuprofen, yeah. Benadryl. I have some toddler ibuprofen because, yeah, I'm always good. With West. Midol. I have melatonin gummies in there if I'm ever, okay, traveling and I forgot to bring mine. I'm trying, yeah, to think, see, of other,
like,
things.
I got earrings, necklaces. Like,
no, I have I have iron supplements in there too in case, nice, I forget to take mine because I'm severely anemic.
Yeah, so that's something about me. My purse is not organized.
That's so.
A lot of my life around me is organized, but my purse is never organized. I just, and I'd be forgetting it places. Like, literally the other day, I was at work down in Provo, left my whole bag there. Just walked out without it, got in my car, drove away, went home.
I have an umbilical cord. Home,
just realized I don't have my bag.
No, Reagan, I have an umbilical cord attached to my baggy bag. Me and him, me and her, you're whoever one. She is, we're stuck together for life.
Yeah, I.
Oh my gosh. I will say though, this was a hot take, and I don't know if people will agree with this. I feel like clean girl aesthetic is a romanticized OCD. Like, people are just like,
100%.
Like, they have romanticized OCD. They're like, no, it's so great and so amazing.
Yeah, it's so great. Like, I have this routine. I go on this walk. I wear this perfect set. It almost is like the perfect. It almost is like the perfect girl. Like, low key. Like,
oh yeah,
she does everything perfectly.
Yeah,
and everybody's just.
Do you know what it reminds
that.
Me of?
It's like, okay, are we supposed to be doing this?
It reminds me of the wedding planner. I feel like. Oh, J-Lo in that, yeah, movie is the ultimate clean girl.
Yeah.
Like, she has her perfect dinner set perfectly. She, mm-hmm, has the same routine. Or even, yep, like, Sandra Bullock in The Proposal. She wakes up. She's on, oh, her, yes, bike. Like, her house is her things. Like, I feel like those people were, like, the OG clean girls.
Yeah.
But I am a firm believer that every clean girl has a messy girl side. I didn't know that about your bag. Like, yeah. I have never seen your bag before.
Yeah, my bag is messy and like on a trip, like a suitcase, ooh, that would be bad. A suitcase hates to see me come in, literally. Oh, because I wish I was the girl that's like, okay,
the little travel bags and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I strive to be her.
Make outfits every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday outfit. Okay, let's pack them.
That's my sister-in-law Brooke. She has packing cubes for every outfit. Her shoes are in like a zipper thing. I
know. Like, the thought of that makes me be like, oh, that's nice. Like, I want to do that, but.
That's clean girl final boss for me.
Literally. I'm like, oh, frick. I'm night before. Frick. It's 8:00. I need to pack. I haven't packed a single thing. I'm just throwing it in and zipping it up and praying that something's in there.
Sometimes I'm on top of it, but ever since I've had a kid, I'm just kind of like, I do pack the day before because I just like stress about it. But no, I feel like if you have packing cubes, you're the ultimate clean girl.
So true.
Me on a trip, cubes. Though, like, the room I'm staying in when I'm on a trip, messy. It's messy. My clothes are everywhere.
Oh, yeah, same.
We're at a hotel. I'm like, I don't know where anything is.
There's nothing you can do about that.
No, people unpack at hotels and, like, hang their stuff up. I'm like, never in my life.
Yeah, true. Girls
never
do
in
that.
My life. No, and you can literally ask Tyler, this is the craziest messy thing about me, is I always forget something on a trip.
Like at home or you leave it at the hotel?
Both. Oh. I always forget to bring something, and at the hotel I've left my retainers. I left my keys. We had to turn around and go get them.
Oh, yeah.
I've left my charger. I've left my wedding ring. Luckily that was at my parents' house, but I didn't have my wedding ring for like 6 weeks because I left it at my parents' house. Oh. I'm like, I need to keep everything on me at all times. I just have to shower my clothes at this point because I'll forget something. We put on our stories. We said, clean girls, what makes you a clean girl? And our responses were, clear skin for me. When my skin is acting up, I feel so bleh. See, this is exactly true. What I was saying.
Yeah, it is true. Because then you feel like you do have to wear more makeup to cover it up.
I know. Which I wish it wasn't that way, but that's just how it is. Getting my nails done, slick back bun forever, and washing my sheets once a week. Truly, I do feel like if you are sitting in a place for 8 hours, you should be cleaning that place once a week.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when I got my steam mop and I could steam my mattress and my couch, I felt so much better.
Yeah.
A steam mop, that's my ultimate clean girl thing.
So, yeah, I won't.
Because I'd be steaming the walls, my couches, like, everything. I steam everything. Okay.
Yeah, getting your nails done, I think, is a clean girl thing.
I know. I don't have mine done just because chasing a toddler around, but I feel like I'm at that place where I can get them done again.
Yeah, I think getting
I actually have an appointment with your cousin next week. Shout out, Mal.
Literally.
Another one said organized skincare routine. My skincare routine is not that extensive. I just do the Face Reality Mandelic Serum.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're still on it.
Yeah.
You love it. I haven't bought it. I need to go get
it. I love it.
It's so expensive.
It is really expensive. And it's hard
to, like, because you have to go somewhere to get it.
Yeah. I wish it just shipped to my house.
And it's not just, like, at Target.
Yeah. That is annoying. That's hard for me. A luxury perfume. I feel like, oh, wait, that's a huge thing of Clean Girl is smelling good. And having scent.
Yeah, we haven't even touched on that.
I feel like that is so you with, like, smelling good. Like, you always smell good around me.
Oh,
and your house smells so good, too.
Oh, thank you. I have a big thing about things smelling bad. Like, literally, if I smell bad...
My day's ruined.
I cannot. Like, I'm, like... I go to lengths to smell good, and it's, like, very scary to me at the thought of something smelling bad, especially my house. If somebody walks in and it's, like, oh, it's musty in here... That is, like, the worst thing.
No, literally the worst thing.
Yeah, and slick back buns. We got lots of slick back buns.
I do feel like that's what makes a clean girl. It's just, she has a slick back bun and a hair mask in, probably.
Literally. I love a slick back.
But I also feel like Clean Girl, too, is a blowout.
Yeah.
She has a big blowout.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she's probably doing overnight
curls.
Curls.
Curls or something. Yeah. So true.
And I feel like messy girl is like, oh, I wore braids and I took my braid out and it's like my hair's kind of frizzy or whatever, which sometimes that's me. Sometimes I do be doing that.
My hair looks so bad if I do that. If I put it in braids and sleep in it and then take them out the next day, I feel like I look like a 2-year-old. Like I do. Like I'm like, what is she trying to do? She tried to get a crimper out. It looked like she tried to crimp her hair, but it didn't land. That's what it looks like for me.
Something else that I feel like is messy girl is a grown out blonde. Like when my hair is grown out, I feel messy and just bleh. Like I feel so gross. Like clean girls, I feel like always have a fresh blonde.
And they're tan.
So me with depressing. Me with brown hair and pale skin.
Huh. Literally, I'm ghostly these days. Yeah. So that's scary.
Okay. Our messy girl responses. We said messy girls, drop your most messy girl moment and what makes it messy.
Yes, someone said, unfortunately, clothes everywhere all the time, mostly because I hate drawers, though. Okay.
That's not me.
Care late, but I feel that. I mean, when my laundry is done and it's clean clothes, I do, well, actually, this is something that's toxic about me and Lawrence, is we have a small little sofa in the corner of our room, and...
Are you talking about the clothing chair?
I fear... Anytime we take off clothes, and they're not, like, and we wore them for, like, an hour.
No,
we
I can't.
Do anything with them. Like, sweatpants that I just wore around the house, but I'm going to go get in the shower and put on, like, a pajama set.
Yeah.
Throw them on the.
I can't put a bench at the end of our bed because I just know it's going to become the clothing bench.
Yeah, that's
or what the clothing couch chair. Is. Everybody has a clothing chair.
Yeah, that's
you what you cannot couch tell is. Me that it's not, you don't have a clothing chair.
So, I feel it in that sense. Like.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and then at the end, like. One day, I'm like, okay, we got to put all this stuff away. Like, we actually have to clean this up.
Yeah, but it builds and builds but and builds. And you look at it, it's just an eyesore, and you're like...
And then every time, I'm like, put it on the bed, so I'll put it away.
You just throw it,
throw it back on the couch and go to bed.
Yep, everyone has one of those.
So.
Not scrubbing my spray tan off before I get another. Yeah, I do that.
Yeah.
So, it's not just me.
I don't clean my makeup brushes enough, I fear.
So, I could not tell you the last time I cleaned mine, so I'm going to go home and do that right now, actually.
Yeah, and I agree full heart. Like, I literally, I do forget.
I'm putting that in my to-do list right now, actually, because that is frightening. I couldn't, like, gun to my head, it would go off.
I forget that, like, oh, wow,
clean makeup brushes.
We need to clean our makeup brushes, yeah.
I need new ones, so maybe I'll just buy new ones and just throw my old ones away. But, like, where are we buying our makeup brushes these days? Which ones are we getting? I have no idea. Ulta, I know nothing.
Sephora. I use the, what's the brand of The good beauty blenders. The orange.
Morphs? Oh.
No, the orange good beauty blenders.
I have no idea, but I need those too. I need a new I need a new beauty blender at this point.
The makeup girlies are screaming at me right now.
Yeah.
I gotta look it up.
Okay, you gotta look it up too. I need a new beauty blender. Writing that down. Bye.
Oh, yeah. I just got a new beauty blender. You need to be replacing those.
Yeah.
Because.
What brand is it?
Real Techniques.
Oh, okay, okay.
I use their makeup brushes and I love them. You can buy them at like Ulta.
Okay.
Yeah, they're chill. And then the last one we got was Expired Makeup. I don't know her.
Oh, my favorite eyeshadow, bought it in 2019.
So is this something we should be concerned about, ladies? Because
what makes it expired? I'm looking this up actually right now, because why is there even an expiration?
This is something we should be concerned about, Rachel, because we're putting it on our skin every day. Like, I mean, you don't wear eyeshadow every single day, but like, if it's like a blush, it's
no.
Like, oh wait, girl, and you got that back in.
Oh, okay. Well, what makes a makeup product expired? Bacteria growth.
Yep, and we're putting it on our face.
And active ingredients like SPF, skincare additives, and foundation degrade and become less effective over time. The bacteria growth is really grossing me out, actually.
Yeah, this is too much.
So I'm going to throw it away now. But general expiration guidelines. Mascara and liquid eyeliner, 3 to 6 months. Foundation concealer, 6 to 12 months. Lipstick and lip gloss is 1 to 2 years. Powder products is 2 years plus. And cream products are 1 to 2 years.
Okay.
To extend shelf life, store makeup in a cool, dry place. Is that why people have, like, makeup fridges and stuff like that?
Probably.
Couldn't be me.
Literally, I'm not bougie enough for that.
Yeah.
So I think it's safe to say that
bacteria growth is very...
Yeah.
That's nasty.
It's really bad. We need to be checking the expiration dates on our makeup, ladies. But I think it's safe to say that clean girl versus messy girl is still a thing.
Oh, for sure. And people literally on TikTok were like, clean girl's out. And I was like... No, clean girl can't go out.
I'm like, so what am I going to do when my hair is greasy? Not a slick back?
No, people were like,
I can't do a slick back?
People were like, we're going to look back and see the slick backs and think that was so gross. I'm like, no. Because when I look back at my mom's hairstyle, like older hairstyles, I'm like, she ate with that.
Yeah, same.
Like low key when she had like the bob back in the day.
Yeah, it's so cute.
I was like, she's eating. And they always come back. The hairstyles always come back. Like we're doing blowouts like our parents did in the 80s.
Yeah.
And then in the 90s.
Yeah.
I'm like,
and
mom.
We've been doing that. So
I know.
What's next?
My mom's like, oh, why are you using rollers? I haven't used those since the 90s. I'm like, can you teach me a technique?
Yeah, teach me.
I don't know how to do this without ripping my hair out.
It's so true. Stuff comes and goes. So.
Just do what you need to do.
Honestly, be who you are. Be who you feel you are. I think like how Rachel said, I think each of us has a little bit clean girl and a little bit messy girl in us. There's going to be certain things that you're like.
I don't think anybody is the perfect clean girl.
No.
There's no way.
And if you are, you're lying.
You're lying about...
You're lying, and we know it.
Yeah, I'm like, you pick your nose, I know it. But I'm like, I know you're wearing a hat because your hair is gross and oily. There's no way you have a perfect blowout and you're wearing a hat.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
No.
Totally.
I'm like, I'm trying to think of another messy thing that I do, but I just might have spilled all my secrets already.
I was going to say, I think I've shared
enough.
I think I've shared enough today. And I fear that
they're going to cancel us.
I'm going to wash my pillows.
Boo,
today.
You're gross. And I'm going to throw my makeup that's expired away because I'm sick.
Yeah.
Bacterial growth being the number one reason makeup expires. I'm like, well, yeah, that would make sense. I'm putting my grubby little finger.
No. We need to be washing our hands.
I do be washing my hands. I know.
But still, like, think about the... Never mind. We can't get into this.
We can't get into
or
this.
Or I will spiral.
Yeah. I'll go home and burn my house down.
Literally. Sunday reset goes crazy.
Sunday reset. It's just my house on fire.
Literally.
Holy. I'm just steam mopping my foundation. I'm like...
Oh,
no.
Man. Well, anyways, thanks for sending us your responses, guys. We really appreciate it.
It always makes me laugh and also makes me feel better knowing that you guys do the same thing I do.
Yeah.
Because I just, you can't have it all. You got to pick and choose your
battles.
You can't
have it all. You can't do it all, so.
But you do need to wash your pillow.
And
I need to throw my makeup away and buy new makeup brushes. And I've had my makeup brushes since I was 17. I'm almost 24. Rachel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
needs to happen.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
Thanks for relaxing and reminding with us, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.